Chapter 3. We all met in the grocery store parking lot Friday at 5 in the morning, and I was stunned by who showed up. I thought it was going to be just our group, but it turned out to be a whole lot bigger than that. There were the people I knew, Mary, Tommy, Jim, Julia, and John, but there were also many I'd never met. Other than a change of clothes, I hadn't brought anything with me, but most had fishing poles or shotguns or deer rifles. When we got there, Mary threw her arms around me in a huge hug. She smelled like flowers, and I let my face nuzzle in her hair. My heart sped up at what that hug could mean. But then she gave the same big hug to Tommy and another one to John. She was a hugger, I guessed. She looked like the youngest girl there, and I was probably the youngest guy. I introduced myself to everyone. "We're going to have fun today," said a girl named Kat, smiling at me. She was in her 20s, super skinny, and a nurse. She gave me a hug too and whispered in my ear, "This may seem crazy at first, but you're going to love it." "What?" I thought. It seemed like such an odd thing to say. I figured she meant I'd love the group, the fishing and shooting. "The old guy," I asked Kat. "Who's he?" "That's Rodney, and he's only 32, she said. "That's not old. It's his beard. But you should get to know him. He owns a deli in Oakland, and watch for it. He'll ask you to go fishing with him, and he'll make a bet on who will catch the first fish. Don't take him up on it. I swear he could get a 15-pound bass out of a pothole." Mary came and took my hand and led me to her car. "It's a coupe," she said, "so there's only room for the two of us." "Great," I said. She was dressed in jeans and a t-shirt that showed her curves, and I couldn't believe Tommy wasn't interested in her. She was beautiful. Her hair was loose and long, and her skin was soft and warm in my hand. I couldn't believe how lucky I was that we had the whole car ride to ourselves. Once everyone had arrived, there were 8 cars and 21 people. Mary and I pulled out of the parking lot and headed west. Her ranch was 5 hours north. I'd heard Northern California was pretty, and she said there were lakes and rivers and hills on her family's property. "Do your folks know you're going up there?" I asked. "What makes you ask that?" she said, tilting her head. "Just curious." "No."